In today's episode, I will share the concept of inner resonance. By the end of this video, you will know what it is, when to use it, and a few tips to develop it. Hello, beautiful soul. Welcome to my YouTube channel or my podcast. I'm your host and guide, Will Caminada, and I'm here to help you awaken, heal, and expand your consciousness. This channel and this podcast is all about offering you guidance and practical tools on your spiritual journey and helping you embrace and embody your multidimensional self. So if this is something you're interested in and my content resonates with you, and we're gonna talk about resonating in a minute, please make sure you subscribe to my YouTube channel or to my podcast on whatever platform you use, and also follow me on Instagram at @GeeWill. All right, if you've been following me for a while, you may have noticed that I often use the word resonate. I often ask you, let me know in the comments which of these signs or tips have resonated most with you, or how does this resonate with you? I also use this a lot with my clients and people that I work with. When it comes to spiritual content, there's so much out there in the online world, not only in the online world, but out there, that you may be more confused than you were before. So how can you tell what's true light and false light? How can you know what's true for you? And well, the rule of thumb is this: if someone is sharing absolute truths, run the other way, or at least do more research and look out for other sources. I personally don't resonate with that preachy energy of, you gotta do this, this is the way, this is the truth. I had one instance where this specific account on Instagram about the Pleiadians was literally saying that the other person who had a show on Gaia was crazy and that they knew the truth because they were in direct connection with the specific race of the Pleiadians, and it became such a dualistic dynamic of we are right and you are wrong. Not only are they wrong, but they're crazy. And honestly, I don't subscribe to that. I literally unsubscribed. But it's kind of sad because a lot of people may just go with it, and that's because they don't have their inner resonance turned on. I think this is one of the most powerful tools that you can have, not only to evolve and grow in your spiritual journey, but also in many aspects of your life in general. So let's break it down. What is resonance? According to the Cambridge Dictionary, resonance is the production of a sound as a result of vibration, shaking of another object. In other words, it's when the sound reverberates. I'll use an example of the piano, and I'll be using this example as an analogy as well. So as you may know, there are 7 musical notes, and in the piano there are many octaves, which are the same 7 notes in lower or higher pitch, and that is in lower or higher frequencies. If I play the note C, all the other C's in the other octaves will vibrate too, on a different intensity. This is resonance. So when you hear something, a piece of information, for example, and this resonates with you, it means that you're a match for that vibration. Somewhere in you, there is resonance. And this is what I mean by inner resonance. What does inner resonance mean? Inner resonance means that what reaches you, meaning what you may read or listen or watch, is in alignment with your inner knowing, even if you can't necessarily rationalize it. Going back to the analogy of the piano, if I play a C and you are a C too, then you know it resonates. But if I play a C and you're a G and it's 5 notes apart, then the sound won't resonate with you. And if you're in tune with your own vibration, you will instantly know that this is probably, and I'll tell you why probably in a second, probably does not resonate with you. And if you're a D or a B, which are notes that are next to see, you may feel like it's resonating, but not quite. So these are the instances in the analogy where you may doubt your inner resonance. Now, does that mean that if you're a G and I'm a C, we'll never resonate with each other? No, because sometimes different ideas or opinions or pieces of information will come together to form a new piece. and that's called harmony. When you play C, E, G together, you have a basic harmony triad, and it works because they complement each other. That is just to say that sometimes something may not instantly resonate with you, but it could be a good addition to something that you already know. For example, let's say you've been doing one specific type of breath work for a long time and that works for you. Then you may come to one of my sessions and I'll teach a different technique. Maybe at first you might think that this does not resonate with you or doesn't work for you, but you may find that this can be a good addition for your already existing box of healing tools. Another important thing to notice is that sometimes things don't resonate with you so that you will learn more about yourself and where you are in your journey. So for example, that instance with that Instagram account that I mentioned made me realize that not everyone who channels higher dimensional beings will come from a non-dualistic, loving place. So this makes me amp up my inner resonance. When do you use your inner resonance? Another word for this would be discernment. My view, though, is that discernment is more of a mental practice. And for me, resonance goes beyond the mind. It's more on an emotional and spiritual level. We can use this inner resonance when we are learning from spiritual teachers, whether through a video, a podcast, a seminar, retreats, and etc. Reading books on spirituality, self-help, metaphysics, and etc. Talking to people while they're sharing their knowledge. Choosing a healer, a coach, a mentor, a guide to work with. Having readings with psychics. How can we access it and develop it? The way to access this inner resonance is to keep up with your spiritual practice, whatever that is, however it looks like, and become more and more aware of energy in general and your own energy field. And if you want to learn more about the heart, Taurus, and your energy field, you can check this video and I'll put the links in the description as well. This is an empowered state for you because it's almost as if there was a filter around you and anything that goes through this filter reaches you in a more harmonic way. So here are some tips for you to develop your inner resonance. Number one, question things. Question things not because you assume that everyone is wrong or lying. That is a very 3D dual way of dealing with things, but just because you're assuming that you don't know it all and people don't know it all. We are all just learning. Questioning is great. Questioning is one of the first steps of the spiritual awakening. So even as you watch my videos or listen to me, I want you to tap into your inner resonance and see what resonates and what doesn't. And it doesn't necessarily mean that I'm wrong and you're right, or I'm right and you're wrong. It just doesn't resonate with you, and you can leave what doesn't resonate and take what does. Number two, become aware of what triggers you and why. Sometimes you may be triggered and your discernment or your inner resonance get clouded. And that's because we are emotional beings. Sometimes what a person says or what you consume may touch on a past wound, and that doesn't mean it's not in resonance. It means that there is a place in you where it needs some healing. It's important for you to be able to discern what is an emotional trigger versus what is not resonating with you. And also, this just popped up for me. It's important to discern what is an opinion that you don't want to let go of versus inner resonance. Sometimes you're just being stuck in your old belief system, or you're just being reluctant to change or to new information. Number three, be skeptical but learn to listen. This is actually the fifth agreement by Don Miguel Ruiz, who wrote the Four Agreements. He says, "Don't believe yourself or anybody else unconditionally. Use the power of doubt to question everything you hear. Is it really the truth? Listen to the intent behind the words, and you will understand the real message." I believe it's good to have a healthy level of skepticism. Like I said earlier, not because you assume everyone is wrong, but because you assume that there are no absolute truths. And what Don Miguel adds here is that we must learn how to listen. Listen to the intent behind the words, he says. Listen with your psychic abilities more than just your physical ears. Number four, keep practicing and be gentle with yourself. This is a lifelong practice, and we get better at it the more we practice. Also, we will make mistakes. There will be times where your inner resonance will quote unquote fail, but that's okay. Just be gentle with yourself, learn from it, and keep going. This is a continuous journey, and when you're walking this journey with an open heart, an open mind, with curiosity and willingness to learn and evolve, there are no mistakes in that. The mistake is thinking that you know everything, especially when it comes to spirituality and the mysteries of the universe. You have to remain open and be curious, just like a child that's discovering the wonders of life. So this is my message for you. And as we come to the end of this episode, guess what I'm gonna ask you? Yes, you guessed right. How has this resonated with you? And it's okay if parts of this resonate and none of this resonates at all. Like I said, I want you to tap into your inner resonance and start living from a sovereign state. And if you want to learn more about spiritual sovereignty, check these two videos. As always, keep shining your light, keep your heart open, and let love lead the way. I love you. See you in the next episode.